Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Please check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You know, folks, Janet Christie, by the way, is here. We're trying to get her connected up through the technology. She'll be here any second now, I'm sure. And I want to set up the conversation that she and I are going to have about customer service, about customer care, about loving up your customers, about getting customers to love you, and to not only love you, but and then not only to come back and do more business with you, but to tell other people about you. Let me tell you something, folks. That experience, that whole dynamic that I just described to you, that doesn't cost any money. It takes a little bit of time, takes a little bit of intention, and it takes understanding that little scenario I just painted for you about your relationship with customers and what you do for them and what they do for you, that is the only thing, and I mean the only thing, that you have that makes you different from anybody else. Your products aren't different. Your service isn't different. Your sign isn't different. Your name isn't different. Your location isn't any better. It's all about the experience customers have with you. Janet, are you there? Still don't have... All right, we're working on that. So, are you there, Janet?
Yes, all right, I'm here.
There we go. Hey, Janet, how you doing?
Hi, Jim.
Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned and one of our top small business management experts. Janet, I was just talking about the only thing that makes a small business owner different is the experience that they provide customers, not their products, not their service, nothing else. And the interesting thing is that only thing that is the special sauce of any small business is basically costs a small business nothing to do, isn't it?
That's very true, and there's nothing worse than sour sauce.
That's exactly right. And so here's what amazes me, Janet, is that even though all the things that I just said are true, I believe them to be true, and you know that they're true, it's amazing that you'll still walk into a small business and be treated rudely, be treated badly, be treated with indifference, maybe disregarded, maybe avoided, not appreciated. I mean, all of that, which could be turned around with simply a change of an attitude, better training, better hiring. Maybe the owner just has to understand that the customers aren't coming in there for your products. They're coming in, they come back to a small business rather than going to Walmart for an experience. What do you think?
That is absolutely true. And what's so ironic is that is something that the small business owner has more control over than most of the other things.
That's right. Think about all the small business owners who, if you said, okay, John, what would it take for you to grow your business by 20%? Well, if I had more capital, I could buy more inventory. I could build a bigger building. I could buy better trucks. I could blah, blah, blah. And they don't realize that all they have to do is start doing everything they can to love up their customers and train their people to do that and get rid of the people who can't do it, who won't do it. If they just did that, they could grow their business 10, 20%, I'm convinced, in a year. What do you think?
Oh, I think so, too. We've talked in the past how for a small business, the brand is the owner. Well, yep. So is the customer service. That culture of truly appreciating and, as you say, love up the customer comes from the top.
Well, they won't love you and come back or tell people about you if you don't love them up first.
No.
So talk to us about some of the things that you say is pseudo customer service.
Well, you know, we've talked in the past about that what you sell, and you've been talking about today, what you sell or provide, the service or product, is not what's important to a customer or a prospect. It's what it does for them.
It's why they come in, but it's not why they come back.
Right. So in that same philosophy, how you handle them is what is important to them. So a couple of the things that that really irritate me and will make me sometimes not go back to a business is like, and so many small businesses are food-related, restaurant,
right,
catering, that kind of thing. So this, I guess, is why.
Well, it's an example of where we're touched the most by a business.
We
get the most interaction with people in the company is in a restaurant.
And, you know, my very first job when I was 16 was being a waitress in a Walgreens grill room.
I bet you were a cute little Walgreens waitress, too.
Well, I tell you what, I did learn about customer service because I found out that people can be in a very bad mood if you don't get their food right.
That's right.
I think everybody should be a waiter or a waitress.
I think so, too. I've done it. I did it.
It truly will make you appreciate everything else.
Yep,
but,
yep.
So you know, when you go into a restaurant and the host or hostess takes you to a table, and for some reason you may not like that table,
mm-hmm.
I particularly do not like to sit under a fan because
right. It
seems like restaurants are always cold to me.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask to sit somewhere else, the host or hostess so often gets irritated with you because for them, their job is to seat people in
right.
Specific, you know, they've got that little chart that they mark on and everything. So they're trying to do a rotation to make sure that all the waiters and waitresses get
that's what they
care
do.
Of the customers.
That's what they do. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that's
even though it makes no sense to you.
Right.
Yeah.
And wasn't why I went in there. I didn't go in there to make sure that Tom
right.
got his share of the yeah. customers and the tip. But they get so irritated with you when
yeah.
what could happen is, you know, they seat you at another table and the next person might prefer the table that you didn't want.
Well, and I don't care. I don't care about that either because I do. I mean, I do that. And much to my family's chagrin, we'll walk in. Well, when I walk into a restaurant, I find the table I want to sit at. When I walk in, the first thing I do is I identify the table where I want to sit. And if they don't take me to that table, I say, can we have that table, please? Or at least I don't want a booth, for example. And I ask for that. And sometimes, most of the time, they won't complain. But sometimes I can see the look on their face. But then the other thing I tell them, Janet, is I say, and by the way, would you please turn the fan off?
Yeah.
I tell them to turn the fan off. I'm a really good customer. I'm a good tipper, though, Janet. Hey, Janet, Christy, hang on. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, Janet and I will be right back. She's got some more pseudo customer service examples we'll talk about after these messages. Don't be guilty of them.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.